This is Queer City, where your mama warned you about. We're queer here, we're LGBT here.
If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one.
Hi guys.
Always be an angel.
It's Queernet of Queer City.
When everything goes.
And you all are welcome to this episode. On this episode today, we'll be talking about domestic violence and queer relationships.
Please don't let me be misunderstood.
Do people really experience these things? How evident is it in our community?
I'm so carefree.
What are the causes and what are the effects? Just hang on. I'm still here.
And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my
brother. Yeah guys, I'm back.
Sorrow's intentions.
Woo.
Oh, Lord,
domestic violence and queer relationships. I feel over time one of the major causes of abuses in every form of relationship had been gender roles. The feeling that a man has to be in control, that kind of patriarchy thingy, that it really eaten deep into our society, that a man feels whatever he does is cool. So really into a queer relationship, the dominant role believes
sometimes I find myself
he or she has to be in control and charge and has an upper power over an upper hand over the other, and should always overpower the other. Another thing again in that affects queer relationships as in that bring about domestic violence in queer relationships is heteronormativity. You know, for the fact that we did not grow up into having queer relationships as role models. We didn't grow up having queer relationships that we could look up to. We didn't grow up having couples we could actually, you know, just look out to and learn from. It has actually made us lag far behind in a lot of things. So it's part of the things, you know. Most of us grew up in an heterosexual relationship or family. So we tend not to have a view of what should be expected in a queer relationship. And another thing I would talk about is upbringing. Yes, individual upbringing sometimes does matter. For a child or a person that was brought up in a family where either of the parents is abusive, especially if their father happens to be very, very abusive and is always eating their mother, such child, whether a queer relationship or whatever relationship they find themselves, they might be abusive because they grew up learning how to be abusive. They grew up in an abusive family. So bring them to a queer relationship. Whosoever might have experienced abuses or an abusive kind of relationship between the either our parent might get into a relationship with either our partner and be abusive. And another thing again I would like to talk about is social levitation. You know, the society have actually levitated abuses in the sense that they can't be reported, or no, they can actually be reported. You can actually report them, yes, and get justice. But then, because of lack of knowledge, which is ignorance, and the position the society has actually placed most people, and they themselves have actually accepted it, they feel they can actually report abuses abuses in their relationships because they are queer, right? And their relationships are queer relationships. They can actually report abuses. And over time, you know, these things have been there and just keep eating relationships up, and it doesn't just make it go well. It doesn't just make it go well, especially if either of the partner is also materialistic. That's another thing I would like to talk about. If either of the partner is materialistic, he or she will tend to always accept whatever comes is he or she ways, and wouldn't talk about it because they are gaining something from the relationship materially. And what are the effects of domestic violence in queer relationship? I think number one is abusers. Number one, the recipient of the violence is actually being abused, right? And this could actually lead also to physical or and mental damage, right? During the course of the violence, maybe there is physical engagement. Or either of the partner might get injured or killed, you know? And mental damage too. Psychologically, the person might not feel well again till he or she dies, right? And it might also even burn down to low self-esteem. It might just burn down to low self-esteem over time. You know, it's just like someone who had been experiencing abuses in relationship might not be able to express his or herself outside where he or she is meant to, because he or she might be like, I shouldn't talk, and because I don't know what might just happen. You know, that low self-esteem would be there, and the person might just lose their confidence, his or her confidence totally. Their confidence might just vanish, even at the sight of their partner, someone whom they once loved, someone whom their old world was just all about. At the sight of the person, they might just lose it all again, right? They might just, boom, it's gone. They can't talk, they can't air their opinion, and everything goes that way. And, you know, I personally would always tell people, regardless of whatsoever relationship, whether it's an heterosexual relationship or a queer relationship, number one thing is, once any relationship is abusive, run. Run for your life. Just run. That's what I tell people. Run for your own life. Just run. I don't advise you. It will be better. You don't keep doing this. I don't advise it. Whatever can make any relationship abusive, honey, you've got no business staying in that relationship anymore. You've got to move on. You know, Yoruba people will say, "Pale ni palola, bi oju na oba fo, bye bye lo ma wo." Meaning, you slap my face today, you slap my face tomorrow. If I don't go blind, I would have issues with my sight, right? So, meaning, if he beats you today, he beats you tomorrow. If she beats you today, she beats you tomorrow. If she abuses you today, abuses you tomorrow. If she violates you today or tomorrow, if you don't get physically damaged or psychologically damaged, you might die one day. If not directly from the heat, indirectly. Right? So I just advise, run. Pick your race. Honey, you've got nothing doing in that relationship. You just have to go. And another thing I will talk about is, don't bottle your problems. Yes. Do not bottle your problems. You know, some of us, when we are in relationships and we are being abused or we experience any form of violation, we tend to just keep them up. You know, just keep everything and everything and everything you're facing. You just bottle them up like nobody cares about you. And you feel it's just your own ethic, or because you feel you don't want people to actually insult you, or you don't want your friend to know about what you're passing through in your relationship. So you just let it bottle everything all to yourself, you know. You don't want to share. It's time you just have to talk, you know, speak out, my dear. The internet is there. I so much love the internet. I tell people, if you feel you can't talk to somebody directly, you can open an anonymous social media handle, right, where people don't even know who is at the other side. And you just come to the wall, you come to your status, you tweet about it, right? Just talk about whatever you're facing. You don't have to keep it. Indeed, you are broken. I know you're broken. But the more you keep these things to yourself, the more you get broken, right? The more your words seems to just shatter away in your presence. The more you try to hide your feelings, the more you try to absorb all this all alone without just letting it out there, the more broken you become, right? So I just would beg you, get to talk about it, you know. Just, there are a lot of people out there on the internet that wants to read your story. There are a lot of people that want to just talk to you about it. There are a lot of people that want to engage in your matter, not directly you in person, right? Because you might just don't want anybody to come in person into your life. But then there are a lot of people that could just give these sweet words or give you advices on what to do. But then, be careful. The internet has all sorts of people. Excuse me. You pick up what you want. You pick up vital informations. And you're good. And another thing I would advise you is, see a therapist. You know, maybe because of this part of the world where we are, people tend to think less about their mental health. They tend to bother less about their mental health. And I, in person, am an advocate of mental health, especially of queer persons, right? You know, queer persons, we have more tendency of having mental problems than the straight folks, right? So, get to see a therapist. Get to see a psychologist. Somebody who's sort of feeding is about breaking down people's emotion and helping them out with it. You know, sensing people's problem and, you know, helping them out. Get to talk to a therapist, a professional person whose livelihood is all about you. You know, just get to talk to them. And there's something about most of these therapists and psychologists. Their work actually incurs high level of professionalism, which is a high level of confidentiality, where they don't tell anybody whatever you came from, even if you meet your friend there or someone you know, right? So please, get to see a therapist about whatever you're passing through. Let them talk to you. Let them join hands with them. You know why? Join hands with your therapist. Make a best friend out of your therapist. You guys can actually do something good and find a way to whatever you're passing through. They can help you find a solution to whatever you're passing through, right? And you'll be fine. You'll be fine, right? I love you all. Thank you for listening, especially those of you who had faved Quercity, who had faved and always are with us every week. I love you all. Peace out. Kisses, guys. Say.
my mind is every word that they don't wanna hear. I don't know how they might take.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.